Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This is one of the most beautiful days that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, including a new topic, live prayer, and assigning a task for today. Our topic for this morning is, will you refuse to surrender? Will you refuse to surrender? Our scripture for today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our three announcements. Number one, I need to make a correction regarding the date that I will be ministering at Outreach of Excitement Church for their upcoming Powerful Women's Conference. The date is actually Friday, September 22nd, instead of Thursday, September 21st, at 7:30 p.m., and their theme is women, strong women who refuse to compromise, strong women who refuse to compromise. So I will be there on that Friday, September 22nd, here in Miami at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I invite you to come out and worship with us. All of their contact information and their address is on our website at feeldefire.com. Now, that is also one day before my birthday. So my birthday is actually Saturday, the 23rd. So come out and worship and celebrate the Lord and my birthday with me. I look forward to having you there. Number two, get ready for Triple Threat Tuesdays. You know, the fall is coming up, and every Tuesday in the fall, I not only host this powerful morning motivation broadcast, but in the evenings, my law office hosts the national You Be the Jury broadcast, where we have callers calling in live from all over the nation, deliberating the hot off-the-press topic of the week on air, forming a verdict because the callers are the jurors, and sometimes the jurors reach a unanimous verdict. Sometimes it's a hung jury. So that will resume the first Tuesday in September, i.e. the Tuesday after Labor Day at 7 p.m. And all of the information you need about that, as well as the ability to hear prior shows and how they really get down, is on my law office website. That is called RossiWilliams.com. CallRawsiWilliams.com. And finally, set your alarms to tune in live with me to you to Morning Motivation. I almost said You Be the Jury at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss this hot breakfast live, I put it on the stove for you on our website after 8 a.m. Eastern at feeldefire.com or on my Facebook page at Rossi Williams. So go to feeldefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com, or follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, so that you do not miss any hot breakfast for your soul. All right? Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I'm going to the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, and I'm reading from the KJV. Then Jesus was led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he, meaning Jesus, answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then says Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Will you refuse to surrender? Or better yet, refuse to surrender. Sometimes we grow weary of the fight, right? The fight to provide for our families, the fight to protect our children, the fight to make ends meet, the fight to live right, the fight to love our enemies, that fight to be a better person, to love people who don't love us, to keep our marriage happy, for our health, the fight for our friendships, for our sanity, the fight for peace at home, in our neighborhoods, and in our nations. Sometimes we just really feel like giving up. Like we have given all that we have to give, and there's just nothing left. But as we saw in today's lesson in Matthew 4, 1 through 11, Jesus showed us how to fight the good fight and to stay the course by applying God's word to every attack of the enemy. You see, no matter which way Satan comes, no matter what he plans or what he does, God's word is always more powerful. It is always the unequivocal answer to the attacks of Satan. Now, there were a few things we saw in that word that I want to point out to you. The first thing that I want to point out was Satan came to Jesus when he knew Jesus was at his most vulnerable point. Our Savior had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. His body was tired. The Bible said he was hungry. Can you imagine how just tired and weary and vulnerable he was? Well, Satan saw that point of weakness that he perceived to be weakness, and that's when he came to attack him. Another thing is that Satan knows the word. Throughout this scripture that I read today, you will notice that when Jesus would say the word, here Satan would reply back with the word. This lets us know that in this fight, we will sometimes have our enemy be those who know the word. They will try to manipulate us, mislead us, misrepresent the word, condemn us. And so you just can't surrender to someone because he or she knows the word, or because they're in church, or they're some kind of leader or pastor in church. You just can't give up the fight for what is right or protecting what belongs to you, including your own destiny and your calling and your anointing, just because somebody quotes the scripture. Satan knows the word as well. The other thing we saw is that Satan will try to offer you what he feels is what you desire. Come on, Jesus. If you will worship me, I'll give you the whole world. I'll give you everything. But you see that Jesus turned him away. He overcame Satan by quoting the word of God. And that's what you and I must do today in refusing to surrender. We have to understand Satan has nothing for us that God can't give us in a much better, peaceful, and anointed manner. And then the other thing we saw, it said after Jesus rejected Satan, then the angels came and ministered unto him. So if you will not give up, if you will stay the course, If you will continue to believe the Lord and apply his word, I'm encouraging you this morning that God will come and meet your needs. He will encourage you. He will minister to you. God has not forgotten about you. Jesus admonishes us in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62, that no person who puts his hands to the plow in this kingdom of the Lord and then looks back with longing is worthy to be in God's kingdom. See, you have to make up your mind that either you're going to live for God or you're not. You're going to go forward or you're going to go backward or be stagnant. You're going to choose you this day whom you will serve. You're going to be hot or cold. You can't be lukewarm fighting this fight in the kingdom of the Lord. You have to make a decision that you are going to serve the Lord and you refuse to surrender, because you understand that if Satan would come and tempt Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior, surely he's going to come and do this to you. In the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 31, the Bible says that if these things, or if people will do these things to a green tree, how much so to a dry tree? So if Satan will tempt Jesus, if he will try to overcome the Lord, how much so is it just going to be par for the course that he's coming to try to tempt us and try to derail us from following the Lord? In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, the Bible admonishes us to endure hardness as a good soldier. This means that hardness is going to come. In 2 Timothy 3 and 12, that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall, not might, not it's likely, but shall suffer persecution. In other words, bad times are going to come. Don't be discouraged by them. Don't give up. Don't surrender because of them. This is just what we should expect for being Christians. The Bible teaches us in Job 1 and 7 that Satan goes to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour. That's his job. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, that he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Do you see this? Are you understanding this? The fact that tribulations and trials are coming into your life does not mean God has forgotten you, that he has forsaken you, that he's not going to heal you, that he's not going to bring about victory. It just means this is what happens when you serve the Lord, but you still have to make up your mind to refuse to surrender. In Galatians 6 and 9, the Bible teaches us to not grow weary in well-doing, because in due season, we will reap our reward if we faint not. In Proverbs 18, 21, listen at how this word is encouraging us this morning. The power of life and death rest in our tongue. In Philippians 3 and 14, that we are to press toward the mark for that prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, no matter what happens, God has not forgotten us. The Bible teaches us in Psalm 91 and 7, 1,000 can fall at your right side, 10,000 at your left hand. But if you will believe God, the pestilence won't ever have the victory over you. And then our last scripture before we go into prayer, David said in Psalm 37 and 25, I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed begging bread. This is your encouragement to refuse to surrender today. Now, wherever you are, let's get ready to go into prayer. Just begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord for your victory. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Just begin to thank the Lord. You know what has come up against you. You know how Satan has attacked you, your family, your loved ones, your job, your health, your career, your mind, your sanity, your marriage, your children. You know how Satan has tried to discourage you, but I want you to begin to thank the Lord this morning. Praise him, praise him. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, this morning we just magnify you because you are sovereign. You are that mighty God, and at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that you are the Savior. Father, we praise you this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We praise you that we we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. And Father, we praise you that when you are for us, nobody, no devil, no attack can prevail against us. Now, Father, you know our needs this morning. You know what we have laid before you, what we have talked about to you, the things, Father, that we have been unable to share with any other person. You know our hearts this morning. You know how we have fasted, prayed, tithed, given, cried, shouted, spoken in tongues. You know how we've laid before you about these things, Father. And sometimes we have even allowed ourselves to doubt. But this morning we come renewing our second wind, asking for forgiveness, repenting of that doubt and disbelief. And we say together, we refuse to surrender. We refuse to surrender. We refuse to surrender anything, everything that you've given to us. We take it back this morning in the name of Jesus. We take it back. We take it back. We take it back. Our marriages, our children, our homes, our careers, our finances, our health, our peace of mind, our neighborhoods, our nation, we take it back. Our churches, we take it back this morning. Our faith, our joy, our long-suffering, our goodness, we take it back this morning. We take it back. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later for everything they've laid before you. We count it done. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I got to give you our task for today. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. Just praise him, praise him. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. But I want you to just call out the things that you need from God. Speak it into the atmosphere. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Speak it right now into the atmosphere and claim it back. Yes, that's it. Take it back. Take it back. No one can hear you. This is between you and the Lord. Take it back. Now, our topic for this morning is refuse to surrender. Or will you refuse to surrender? Our task for today, or your task for today, is to refuse to give up. Refuse today. I don't care what Satan brings before you. Today you speak, I refuse to surrender. All right, I will see you in the morning at 6:30 for another powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation. Continue to praise the Lord. Go to the website for all of the announcements I gave today at feelefire.com and share this with at least two people. Praise him. Tell you something. The victory is yours if you will take it today. Whatever you do, do not wave that white flag. Do not surrender. I'll see you in the morning. Go to feelthefire.com.